Welcome everyone to the Euralo monthly call on Tuesday, 15th of October 2013 at 18 UTC. On the call today we have Boris Ludwig, Naren Kashatyan, Greta Jeske, Nigel Hickson, Oksana Pripotko, Jordi Paraguir, Olivier Crétin-Leblond, Sandra Hofrichter, and Lutz Donnerhack. We have apologies from Christopher Wilkinson, Roberto Gaetano, Eric Thompson, and Stefan Hoegel. And from staff, we have Heidi Olvish, Sylvia Vivanco, and myself, Julia Charvelin. May I please remind all participants to please state their names before speaking for transcript purposes. Thank you, and over to you, Wolf.
Thanks, Julia. I would like to add another apology for Julia Morene. She was Skyping to me. She's at the airport at the moment trying to get into the Adobe Connect, but she won't make it for the Adigo bridge, but therefore we should add her under apologies. Let me continue with the next agenda item under point 2, review of action items from the September call. There was only one issue noted, what is a more or less long-term or a standing action item. One of the key projects for the next month is the preparation of the process for Atlas II in London. And we will come back later to this point under the agenda item 6. Therefore, as usual, let me hand over to the next point 3, briefing on current ELEC consultation and initiatives, and it's Olivier's part. Olivier, you have the floor, please.
Thank you very much, Rolf. Olivier Crépin-Leblond speaking. I'll try and be a little bit fast, and I invite you all to open the policy advice development page that we have that's linked to the agenda. That's not the ICANN public comment page, but that's the policy advice development page. Now, the recently adopted ALAC statements, we had quite a few that were adopted, but one that is of importance, that is actually not a statement, but ended up as being a correspondence, is a question with regards to the meeting strategy and the overall structure of an ICANN meeting, trying to basically look at different ways to make ICANN meetings more effective. A question was asked by David Olive and Sally Costerton to the chairs of the supporting organizations and advisory organizations regarding the different advisory committee, regarding the different possibilities that there were of shifting things around a little bit, and the correspondence that was returned that is available on a link from this agenda basically said that having a return of the cross SOAC discussions, you know, breaking down the silos in the afternoon of the Mondays of the ICANN meeting was a good thing that was welcomed by our community, whilst, on the other hand, a suggestion to move the public forum from the Thursday afternoon to the Thursday morning in order to boost attendance was not something welcomed by our community, because we, on the Thursday morning, the at-large advisory committee has its wrap-up and effectively decides on the different statements that is going to release in the afternoon during the public comments. So you can imagine, during the public forum, so you can imagine having to shift all of this earlier would have made a bit of a mess of our week. There has been a response from ICANN staff, and as a follow-up, the public forum will remain on the Thursday afternoon, and the cross-supporting organization and advisory committee cross-constituency session will remain on, will be created and will actually happen on the Monday afternoon. At the moment, there are four statements that are being worked on. The first one is a draft final report on protection of intergovernmental organization and international government organization and international non-governmental organization identifiers in all generic top-level domains. Alan Greenberg is currently working on this. He was quite busy with the accountability and transparency review team, so unfortunately has not been able to produce a first draft in time for the initial comment period, but we have until the 1st of November to produce a statement. In effect, there's been a working group that has been working for a very long time in the generic name supporting organization, trying to find a solution to this. It's a very complex piece of work because of the overall implications of providing a special status to non-governmental organization and governmental organizations. Because then if one, which in that case is the Red Cross, and the other one being the International Olympic Committee, are afforded such protections, then how many more will be applying? And that just opens another door to further protection of such names. I invite you, if you are interested in this, to read through it, but perhaps wait for Alan Greenberg to produce a first draft of a statement to then comment on it. And of course, that, as usual, will be publicized over to all of the lists, all of the mailing lists. The Policy and Implementation Working Group is another one of these issues at the moment. It seems to be the season that is ongoing and that has no easy answer to it. Effectively, the background to the story is to do with, in general, the community of volunteers produces policy and ICANN staff implements the policy and turns this into implementation. But where is the wall between policy and implementation? And is this something that's flexible? Is it a hard wall? How do you determine a choice between something that is policy and something that is implementation? You might as well ask some questions as to why the sky is blue, because it's equally as difficult to explain. And it is one of those things where there's going to be a lot of, much diplomacy needed. Alan Greenberg has been following, this since very early days. A few others in the ELAC have been following this. I invite you to read through the documents. It's a very long story, so you might need several days to read through the whole set of documents. And there, unfortunately, there's no easy answer to it. But as soon as a first draft is given, then it will be possible for you to comment on it. The next one, the study on who is privacy and proxy service abuse. Now, that's an interesting one because, again, who is one of these issues which has been around ever since, and that probably is actually ever since before ICANN existed. So you're looking at a good 15 years of going around in circles and the tug of war going on. There's been a study, and we are making progress. There's been a study that was asked by the board for an independent consultant to find out how privacy and proxy services were being used and whether these were being abused. This is when someone registers a domain name but does not provide its real name for the domain name. What it uses is a third-party service that will register it on their behalf and hold the registration on their behalf. So when you do a Whois search on the domain name, you receive the details of the proxy service, but you don't actually you're not given the details of the actual owner of the domain. Very interesting study. There's been a first draft of a statement that was put together by a group of people in the Whois team, in the Whois working group, Holly Reich, Carlton Samuels, and Evan Nibovich. I invite you to have a read of this. It's an interesting development. In fact, on top of that, there is a Whois a conference call dealing specifically with a presentation by the consultancy that has done this work. immediately after the Uralico, staff, I guess, will be able to send some details on the chat if you are interested in this. And I would have thought this is something of big interest to people in Europe, since there are certainly privacy issues associated with proxy and privacy services. And I know that in Europe, from the discussions we had in June during the General Assembly, privacy and identity was something that was of high importance for this region. So I hope that there will be many on the call this evening in 1 hour's time. I was on the lunchtime call, so I won't be on the one this evening, but I found it very, very interesting presentation by the consultants. And that might be able to also help you in maybe commenting on this, although at the moment it's a final draft version to be voted on by the ALAC, but it's a very important issue. Next, we've got the Public Interest Commitments Dispute Resolution Procedure, the PIC-DRP. Now, that's something a bit different. It's effectively the new GTLD applicants, so new generic names applicants, have provided a statement that basically tells the community what their public interest commitments are. But you see, the moment that these are drafted, then what comes up afterwards is still under discussion. Is there some kind of checking of those commitments? Is there going to be some kind of enforcement of these commitments? Well, the procedure in the report, which has been drafted here and which is up for public comment, produces some avenues that could be pursued and perhaps some procedures that could be pursued afterwards, and certainly involves the ICANN contractual compliance to administer the process. I think that in the view of some ALAC members and some people in our community, it doesn't go far enough, because it's quite unclear whether the contractual compliance department will be proactive in enforcing those public interest commitments, whether it will have to wait for an outside organization or an individual or people affected by the top-level domain in question to file a complaint, or to have to file something a bit more formal with that. So there is going to be a statement made on this. Again, we've had much work. Rinalia, Abdulrahim, Evan Leibovich, and Carlton Samuels are working on this, and as soon as a first draft comes up, it will be publicized on the list, and I hope that we will have some input from the Uralu region. And with this, again, sorry for the time it takes, but I think it's important to be discussing policy, since it's something that it's a core work that we do in At Large. If you have any questions, then I'm open to answer them right now.
Thanks, Olivier, for this concise briefing. Anybody from the participants have a question or comment to add? I see so far no hand raised, and let me ask those who are not on Adobe Connect but on the phone bridge. Any questions or comments? If this is not the case, let me thank Olivier again, and let me go over to point 4 of the agenda. What is the update on the BMSPC? The BMSPC is a board member selection process committee, and the BCEC is a board candidate selection committee, and there are some recent mailings from At Large on their list, and I hand over to Olivier again to give some further information on this board selection process, which will start with the creation of these two committees. You have the floor, Olivier.
Thank you very much, Wolf. It's Olivier speaking. So this really is the start of a very long process. It's going to be several months in length that will end up with the selection by the ALAC and the regional at-large organizations of our next board member. Now, it could well be that the current board member is reconducted for another 3 years. As you know, we have at the moment Sébastien Bachelet, who is the current board member. But it could be that there are other candidates that will be going for the position and that someone else will be taking the seat for the next 3 years. What's important is that we need to be absolutely finished and have the election taking place, or the selection taking place by April 2014, which means we need to start right now with creating those two committees. The first one, the Board Member Selection Process Committee, looks specifically at the process of the selection, whether there are any tweaks or amendments to be made, whether the timing for the whole process is going well, whether one needs to move things forward or backwards or delay things a little bit, and of course make sure that the process used follows our new rules of procedures, which have just been voted and which are now in force. It's an important process. It doesn't have anything to do with the selection of the candidates themselves, though. What it does here is really make sure that we play within the bylaws, the lines, and the ways that the process needs to move forward. And at the moment, it's open for members. And I urge people in this region, since we need to have a very balanced committee, I urge people in the region to join this by sending in their candidates, if you're interested, so sending in over their details to the staff at atlarge.icann.org email address with their credentials. Both committees are to be appointed by the ALAC because they are very important committees. What's important is that there's likely to be very few ALAC members in both the BMSPC and also the Candidate Evaluation Committee, specifically because on the Candidate Evaluation Committee, if you are part of that committee, then you're not able to vote. And, of course, none of the ALAC members wishes to lose their right to vote. So the Candidate Evaluation Committee will be, I imagine, mostly filled with people from at large, from the regions. And it's a really important thing to pursue. So back to the Board Member Selection Process Committee. I invite everyone to look at this quite closely. If you have any questions as to what work is needed and how much work it entices, and there will be a time when you will be a bit busy on this, then you can ask the at-large staff, and you can ask me if you wish, and I'll be able to help you out and let you know. But the bulk of the work, I guess, will then be with the Board Candidate Evaluation Committee, the BCEC. Now, this is a committee that puts together a short list of candidates that the ALAC and the regional leadership will be voting on. We expect that there will be maybe 5, 6, 7 people who will apply, maybe more, maybe 10 people might be applying for the position of director on the board, and this of course is a bit unmanageable when there are so many. So what happens is that this committee will be producing a short list of maybe 3, 4, maybe 5 people, and then conducting the election and making sure that the election or the selection takes place properly. It's a lot of work when it has to look through all of the CVs. It's interesting work, though, because it's directly related to the future of our community. So, again, it needs to be balanced. This committee needs to be balanced, and I think that probably two people from each region will be needed in that committee. Now, there's one more thing I need to tell you before we finish with this item. I have been working with the at-large leadership team, what used to be called the executive committee, but it's now called the leadership team, to try and find out if we had some good chairs for these committees. And I have a couple of suggestions that I sent to the ALAC. The first one, with regards to the board member selection process committee, it was important to have somebody from the first time when we went through this procedure 3 years ago, and that used to be called the at-large board's selection design team at the time. Tijani Benjema was a member of that committee at the time, and he would be ready to assume the chairmanship of the board member selection process committee. Tijani is from the AP Rallo. He has all the experience with this and certainly is very well versed in the current process. So I think it would be an asset that he be chair for that. Regarding the board candidate evaluation committee, having seen the success with which Roberto Gaetano from Urallo has been able to basically put together the individual members part of Urallo, and also seeing that he is or has been a board member in the past, so he is well versed about the needs and the assets that a board member needs to have and how they need to work, etc. I thought he might be a very good chair for the board candidate evaluation committee. And so I hope that Urallo will be supporting him in that respect. So that's the overall thing about the BCEC and the BMS, is it BMSPC? Any questions, of course, I'm able to answer them right now.
Thanks, Olivier, for this update. I've seen that Lutz...
Did I say Tijani was from AP Rallo?
I understood that you said AP Rallo. I was not sure, and I just wanted to clarify that
AP Rallo, of course. Blame this on the P and the F looking very visually similar in my head.
Okay, no problem, Olivier. Thanks for this introduction and briefing, and I've seen that Lutz has raised his hand.
So, Lutz Donnerhacker for Transcript Records. Just a question. Do I understand correctly that you are needing people who are deeply involved in board issues and know what kind of work will happen to the candidates, but not willing to candidate for the board itself?
Yes, Lutz, thank you. It's Olivier speaking. Yes, at the moment we are not, we're basically not looking for the candidates yet.
But you are looking for people who know what the board is doing, what kind of work is behind the scenes?
Yes and no. Ultimately what we're looking for in the board candidate evaluation committee is for people who are able to look at candidates coming in and make a selection and look for the best people in at large. And I think
you don't need
experience to do that. You definitely don't need board experience to do that. But what you do need is good judgment, I guess, in people and being, I think, unbiased as well, because you're likely to have some of your colleagues that you might know that will be applying. And I think it's important for that committee to be completely unbiased and to judge candidates on their assets and on what they do, not judge them on whether they are politically in your corner or not.
Okay, thank you. It's far outside the scope I can manage. Thanks.
Okay,
thanks a lot. I guess we will come back to this agenda item and this important work that has to be done over a couple of months, etc. for updates at our next calls. So this will more or less become one of the standing issues for our next monthly calls. Thanks a lot. If there are no questions, immediate questions for point four at the moment, let me continue with our next agenda item. What is point five? Uralo members at the upcoming IGF. This is just more or less a sort of a briefing. As most of you may be aware, the 2013 Internet Governance Forum will start by the end of week, officially beginning of next week in Bali, Indonesia. And as you can see from the list which is attached on the workspace, there are seven Uralo members who will go to the IGF over the next days, and we will have some opportunities to meet there. Just let me shortly read this people. With seven people, we are quite well represented there. There will be from the board and Uralo, Sebastian Bachelet, there will be Sandra Hofrichter, my part, Bill Drake, Julia Morene, and Wolfgang Kleinwächter and Olivier. And Sandra and I will, as usual, have and look after the Eurodic booth we will have there, and there are some ELEC activities at the IGF where we are invited. You may have seen the list of activities which was circulated by mail, and there will be a coordination call as far as I have seen from a message from Heidi. The coordination call for Bali will take place tomorrow at 6 o'clock UTC, etc., but they will send a reminder for this, and everybody who has time to participate at this coordination call is welcome to do so. It might be helpful to get a little bit more coordination for this work over the next couple of days. Are there any questions or comments from your side regarding this agenda item 5? And of course, at our November call, we will do a briefing on all the meetings we had and the activities we followed, etc. So we keep you updated on our IGF involvement. Any further questions, comments from your side? If this is not the case, let me continue with our next agenda item. What is point six? This is the key project of our community for the next couple of months. As you may recall, At Large will organize its next summit in line with the next European ICANN meeting in June in London, and it will be a major, or it will be a key event for the community. And to prepare the organization, agenda setting, etc., we had some working groups, and one of the working groups, two of the working groups actually prepared a survey for finding appropriate issues and topics for the summit before we start with agenda setting afterwards. And this survey group has produced a detailed questionnaire and a survey which was sent to the communities, to the RALOs, to participate, and participating in this survey, as it was the case for Mexico in 2009, people need to fill in the survey and to tell us about their ideas and concerns, etc., and participation at the survey will qualify for the participation and admission of an ALS to come to London in June next year. I just would like to hand over to Steph, perhaps to Heidi, to tell us a little bit more about the next steps and the procedure. Heidi, you have the floor.
Thank you, Wolf. As Wolf mentioned, the survey is really the first step, and all ALS representatives who'd like to go to the summit need to complete that survey. The deadline is the 25th of October at 2359 UTC. Following that, the survey working group and I believe the capacity building working group will review the results of that, and they will provide their feedback to the series of meetings that will be held during the Buenos Aires meeting. And again, that survey is asking questions about what topics the ALS representatives would like to have discussed during the summit, about some of the other challenges they may face in communicating with at-large, so including languages, et cetera. So all of that will be incorporated into the plans for the summit. Another activity that is being planned is outreach at the IGF. There's a postcard for the summit that was produced, and Olivier is leading that outreach. So you can distribute those postcards and talk to people. They don't need to be current at-large people. They might just be people who plan to be at the ICANN 50th meeting in London and would like to participate in some of the at-large meetings during the summit. So that's another one. And then the third step will be in Buenos Aires. There are two full meetings that are going to be joint meetings with the Capacity Building Working Group, with the Regional Secretariat, and the Academy, along with, again, the main organizer is the ATLAS II Organizing Committee. And all of those groups are going to be meeting in Buenos Aires to talk about how to ensure that the at-large structures are going to be fully engaged and aware in the planning for the summit. And I think that's it, unless, Olivia, do you have anything else to add?
No, thank you, Heidi. That's absolutely fine. You've done very well. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Wolf.
Okay, thanks a lot, Heidi, for these elaborations. I just have one point to add. As we know from Mexico some years ago, where we started to have this pre-survey before we started with a programming process, I think this is a best or almost perfect way, or a best bottom-up practice. As you may recall, we use a similar approach when we organize EuroDIC, the European Dialogue on Internet Governance. This starts every year with a call for a proposal. The call for proposal for EuroDIC 2014 in Berlin will be launched in Bali during the IGF, and offering the opportunity to the broader community to submit ideas, topics, and proposals, and they will be collected, compiled, etc., and they will provide the basis for any further programming process for EuroDIC, and it's the same or similar bottom-up procedure we have chosen for the first summit and now for the next summit in London. What I think is very important to get community inputs from a very early stage. So, therefore, I count on your active participation, contributions, please fill in the survey, and please help to mobilize our community. We need to have, so to say, all active members, or all members at least who have participated last in our last General Assembly in June in Lisbon. I would at least see a quorum of 80 or even more percent of participation at this Atlas II survey until the deadline, what Heidi mentioned, what will be the 25th of October. And we have to follow up this closely, and I would appreciate any of your support to mobilize some of our members who may have overlooked the invitation for the Atlas II survey, and we have to push our community to participate in this process. Are there any further questions, comments on this? I'm sure the Atlas II will also be a regular agenda item for the next monthly calls, not only of Europe, of Uralo, but also for the other, for the other regional communities. Questions, comments from your side? If anything comes to your mind afterwards, please feel free to let us know, either to ask Steph, to ask me, to ask Olivier, etc. And we can update you with any further information. If there are no further questions and comments, 2.6. Let's continue with agenda item 7, update on the ICANN Academy. We had to postpone this agenda item last time because Sandra was in the train driving back from Berlin. And before I give the floor for an update on the ICANN Academy, I would like to express my congratulations again. Sandra got married last week. Finally.
Congratulations, right. Sandra.
Thank you, Wolf. Can you hear me? It's Sandra speaking.
Yes, we can hear you clearly, Sandra. Please, you have the floor. Go ahead.
Okay, I see a minus from Lutz, so he's not amused about me getting married. well,
it's a minority.
He stepped away.
Okay. Ah, okay. Okay. Oh, well,
My best congratulations to you. Lutz here.
Thank you.
Sorry, I'm just bringing the kids to the bed. I'm a little bit busy. I'm not on the computer at the moment. All the best for you.
No problem. It was just a joke. Okay.
Sandra, are you there?
Let's go to the...
Okay.
After 2 years, we are finally in... Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, good. So, after 2 years of working and waiting, we are finally in a good position to start our first pilot program in Buenos Aires, and this will be a combination of an effort which was undertaken by ICANN leadership, Sally Costerton and her team. The group proposed to organize a facilitation skills training which provides the participants with soft skills, how to run a meeting, how to build consensus, and important things you need during your ICANN life. And the second part will immediately follow full responsibility of the ICANN Academy Working Group, and this will deal with the fundamental basic things you should know when you're becoming a leader within ICANN, or even if you are a leader already, then you will be able to elaborate your skills, broaden your horizons, while talking to other constituencies, to on and so forth. The whole thing is also under the under the umbrella of breaking down silos. We had already this, or this was already said here in this, during this call. I think this is very important, and we can't stop repeating. And beside that, we will transport the basic knowledge about. We have 5 participants from the at large or from the ally community participating. 3 members are set because they were chosen by the NOMCOM this year, so they have a green card from the beginning. And then we have 2 others, which are Olivier and Avril Doria. There's a very good balance between incoming and new leaders and experienced leaders, because the experienced leaders have to play a very important role in that second part of the leadership training program, because they will facilitate a session and providing their knowledge, again, not only to newcomers, but also to participants from other constituencies who have not that deep knowledge what ALARC and at large actually is doing. The same applies for the GAC. We will have GAC members participating, which will be able to explore a little bit more the perspective of GAC and the view of GAC and so on and so forth. Overall, we are a group of around 25 people. Some can participate only in the first part, some can participate only in the second part. This depends on their personal commitment. But it's quite a group, and we have participation from almost every stakeholder group except the RSSSAC. This was again due to the late scheduling. The budget got approved quite late in August only, and after this point we could start organizing the details, the curriculum, how many days, the budget, and so on and so forth. So at this point, already booked their flight, and it was not able for all of them to shift their schedules around and make it possible to participate here. And we will have a third part, which will be held prior to this face-to-face meeting. This will be the online learning platform. It will be the first time that this platform is going to be tested, and participants will be able to get some very basic knowledge, like the mission of ICANN, or some basic facts about the history of the internet or the history of ICANN as an organization. So participants will have the opportunity to get some very basic knowledge there, doing it the 3 weeks before the leadership program on their computers at home. And again, we are very happy that we will be the group who is testing this first, because the online learning platform will be officially launched during the ICANN meeting in Buenos Aires, so later that week. And we can actually already provide some feedback on the usability and on the things which can be improved and so on and so forth. And we'll use our ICANN Academy working group session only to gather feedback from participants on that course, because the review will be a very important thing to do. This will be actually the point of, or this will be actually the most important point in order to decide whether this program was just a pilot and will be stopped afterwards, or if we can get an ongoing annually taking place leadership training program, which is actually the aim. So overall, the curriculum needs to be a little bit more detailed right now. I know there was a facilitation skills training going on last week, and the organizers of this course will are just about to adjust the curriculum according to the 2 days we have for Buenos Aires. And Avri, Tijani, and I will use the opportunity meeting in Bali now to finalize the curriculum for the second part, which is in the responsibility of the working group. And we will then send out the detailed information to participants/trainers, or they are actually not trainers, they are session facilitators, and to all people involved. And last but not least, I'd like to mention that I'm very happy that Nigel Hickson will participate from StaffSide, full organization with our lovely staff. So we need also have to have their view incorporated into that course, and Nigel Hickson will provide this view of staff so that we can get the whole picture from all of the parties involved in ICANN. If there are any questions, I remain open for questions and answers after this call or write you a mail. Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot, Sandra, for this detailed update. As you may have seen on the Adobe Connect, there was a lot of approval and congratulations, and I really think we can be proud about the development of this project. It was basically introduced by Uralo, by Sandra 2 years ago, with a draft of some basic outlines of the project ideas, which was partly a little bit based on the experience of the European Summer School on Internet Governance, etc. And thanks and due to Sandra, she permanently pushed this project and idea forward over the working group. The working group at the first hand was an at-large working group, then it was opened to other constituencies, and the project matured over the years with inputs from other constituencies, and now I think it's great to see this happen next month, just before the next ICANN meeting in Buenos Aires, etc. And I think those who will participate actively, but also some others who will be more or less observers, we wish you all the best for this pilot, and I hope this will be the beginning of a series of following events, etc. This is really good to see this happen. Are there any further questions, immediate questions to Sandra now? I think Sandra will give us an update on the Academy, some first results, etc. At our November call. We will have this on the agenda. You can be sure about this. If there are no further questions or comments, let me go over to the next agenda item. What is point 8? Uralo board meeting and rhythm, etc. I would like to suggest if there are no immediate ideas, etc., that we postpone this for tomorrow, because after several attempts and doodle polls and one postponed meeting from last week, we finally could find a next date for a call for the Uralo board tomorrow evening. So we will have the opportunity for another hour to discuss details, how the Uralo board will organize itself. They have to decide about the meeting intervals, etc. And I hope we will get a step further at our tomorrow's call. And of course, for those who cannot make it, by the way, in my opinion, it's not a close call, so everybody interested can all hear, can also participate. We can get you some results from this board call tomorrow at our next monthly call. There is an agenda
already for this, and I think Sylvia has just forwarded the link at Adobe Connect, and I'm happy to see that Jordi will be participating. I count also on Manuel. I think that Oksana will participate, and any other board member who can make it for tomorrow is welcome to do so, because I think there are some relevant points how to better mobilize our Uralo community. This should not only be a leadership role and function, but I really count on some more support from some board members, especially in regard of the Atlas II project and the all-over mobilization of our community. Are there any immediate questions or comments for this tomorrow board meeting? I've seen a posting from Oksana. As I said, on the agenda, this was a first agenda draft from my side. It's a board call, so it should not only me who decides about the agenda setting for tomorrow's call. So anybody from the board is welcome to suggest some more topics for tomorrow's call, and I hope that we will have the time to include some more issues. Any questions for the moment? Any comments? I see no hand raised. Yes, Jordi, it's 8 o'clock UTC, is still 2 hours later, according to the European summer time exactly, and after the change of the summer time, what will be next week, the difference between UTC and CET is 1 hour, but for tomorrow it's still 2 hours. No questions, no comments. So let me thank you all for your active and constructive participation. And yes, I see a hand raised from Olivier. Olivier, last chance, you have the floor.
Thank you very much, Wolf. And I was going to wait. It's Olivier speaking. Until the last minute, so as to remind you all that at this very minute is starting the Who is Abuse presentation on that we spoke about a little bit earlier. And so if you are interested in this, then I invite you all to go to that call. Very interesting. That's all.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks for the information. Thanks for the hint, Olivier. I can't make it afterwards because I have already something else promised, but I will try to make it tomorrow afternoon for the IGF coordination call. And, of course, I will be present tomorrow evening for the Uralo board call. Thanks, everybody, for your participation, etc. If you have any further questions or comments, etc., you can do this via the Uralo list or directly to me. And I'm looking forward to see some of you next week in Bali and others in Buenos Aires. And otherwise, also rest I would like to have at our next monthly call, what will be in November, and it will be announced and scheduled by at large staff.
thanks to all of you, and I wish you an excellent and good night. Bye-bye.
Good night, everyone. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks very much, all. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, everyone. I will now disconnect the audio.